So have you made your commitment to daily prayer yet? This is what I'm going to be talking about all Lent, so might as well get on board. We're doing asking for this 1% challenge, dedicating 1% of each of our day to the Lord in prayer throughout Lent. It's 14 minutes and 24 seconds every day in Lent, and hopefully for the rest of your lives. Last week we talked about why we pray, the many reasons, and above all that we're drawn to God and God's trying to attract us to Himself. This week I'd like to talk a little bit about how to pray. Someone said to me the other day, that was a great homily last week, but are you ever going to tell us how to pray? And I was like, well, I guess that's exactly what I was thinking of doing. So that was a good confirmation. Now, speaking personally, over the last 18 years, I have devoted 1 hour of prayer every day, with very few exceptions. And I still feel like a beginner in prayer. So, I do find prayer very satisfying, but what I share from you is an expert, right? But a beginner. And in fact, most of the content that I want to share is from a book called Prayer for Beginners, which I read just a few years ago and found very helpful. It's by Peter Kreeft. And in fact, if you reach out to me or to Gary Wiley sometime this week, we'll give you a copy of that book. So we got it for you. Prayer for Beginners. The first thought is, like, we think like we need to have a certain level of holiness to even approach the Lord. That's not true at all. There's only one prerequisite for prayer, and that's faith. Even a tiny little bit of faith is all we need in order to enter into prayer. And by the way, it's a good thing for us to pray for an increase of faith every single day. But that's the only thing we need in order to begin praying. We heard about Abram in the first reading and how he put his faith in the Lord. And that was credited to him as an act of righteousness. Every time we pray, we're making a leap of faith. Like, the first thing we're doing is, God, you're there. I think, I believe. And that's credited to us as righteousness. So that's the only prerequisite, is faith. The second thing to know is that you don't need to know anything else. Okay, we don't need a particular method or technique in order to pray well. In fact, many of the spiritual masters say there's only one rule about prayer. Pray as you can and not as you can't. Okay? So somebody next to you might have a way of praying that they find very fruitful, that it comes naturally or helps them, and it doesn't help you. Okay? Don't do what they do. Do what you can. Alright? You don't need a particular method or technique, because prayer is about a relationship with God. All we need to do is just start. Because a relationship with God is a relationship of love. And love doesn't require a certain technique, right? Love just requires the gift of self. It's about a relationship. So we don't need a particular method or a particular technique. Now, that being said, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And Jesus responded, giving them the Our Father. It's a great format for us to pray. It's a great model of prayer. So, that's one way you can just begin praying. Pray the Our Father, slowly. Meditate on the words. What are we actually saying in this prayer of the disciple, and so on. And I think many people, after they've learned how to pray, say something like, I wish someone had taught me this a long time ago. So maybe it is good, even though we don't need a particular method or a particular technique, to hear a little bit more about how we might pray. Okay? So prayer is a relationship with God. Prayer is conversation with Him. And it ought to be a conversation that is free and familiar. I'm speaking with someone that I know well, someone that I know knows me well. I'm not restrained. At the same time that it's free and familiar, it shouldn't be casual or idle or empty, right? We're in the presence of Almighty God. So it's not a poetry competition. We're not trying necessarily to have the greatest, most perfect expression of our thoughts. But we also recognize who it is that we are in the presence of. And we revere Him. We value this time. We take it seriously. Okay? So it's a conversation with the Lord who knows us and whom we long to know. Alright, so as you begin to pray, there might be three easy steps. Peter Kreef says it's like when you get to the railroad crossing. You stop, you look, and you listen. Okay? So first, in order to pray, we need to stop. This is especially true, perhaps, for us in our modern culture. We're caught up in the rat race. Our attention is drawn to 1,000 different things. Immediately when you start to pray, your phone is going to notify you of something, right? Silence that. We got to stop. Because God is passing by. And we don't want to miss Him, right? So that's the first thing we need to do in prayer. We need to stop. We need to gather ourselves. We need to be present where we are. Recognize that God is passing by. The second is to look. Right? Jesus said, seek and you will find. In our heart of hearts, we begin this search for God. And we expect to find Him. Right? You don't look for something if you don't have any hope of finding it. Right? So when we pray, we begin to search for God. We look for Him. We're going after Him. You know, St. John Vianney, very holy man. In his parish, there was a simple peasant who he would see in church just wrapped in prayer for long hours. And St. John Vianney said to him, well, what are you doing when you pray? And the peasant said, I look at Him, and He looks at me. It's a very simple, very profound explanation of contemplative prayer, right? Just looking to the Lord and knowing that He looks back at us. Sometimes that's all we need. Okay, so we stop, then we look, then we listen. You know, friends, this is a relationship, but God has a lot more to bring to the relationship than I do, okay? So maybe I shouldn't just run my mouth the whole time. Maybe it shouldn't just be about what I want to say. I need to listen to what He wants to say, not monopolize the conversation. So how do we listen? Well, some favorite ways are praying with the Scriptures. You know, this is God's Word, so that's how we can hear Him speak to us. We can meditate on divine revelation and its different aspects and sacred art. It's the reason why we have beautiful things like these windows in our churches. We can listen in contemplative prayer, which leaves the words behind. Okay? To just want to unite our hearts to Him. So we just keep it simple, right? We listen. Sometimes we feel like we hear something and sometimes we don't, and that's quite all right. Okay, and if all these things that I just said sound like just words to you and you don't get it, what's meditation, what's contemplation, don't worry about it. Don't worry about any of that. Just start praying. Stop. Look for God and listen to Him. Okay, we saw this in the scripture today, didn't we? Peter, John, and James, they go up the mountain, right? Jesus is taking them away from all their responsibilities. And what happens is they stop. They stop so much that they fall asleep. Okay? It happens. We fall asleep in prayer, right? Because we're always running, and when we come to prayer, we stop. Okay? No problem. Not an obstacle for God. All right? He wakes them up at the appropriate time, Jesus does, and they look. They look around them, and they, what do they see? They see His glory revealed. And then they listen. The voice of the Father is heard. This is my chosen Son. Listen to Him. And what happens after that? They're drawn into the highest form of prayer. They fall silent, okay? They don't need to speak anymore. They don't need to assert themselves anymore. They're just there to receive from the Lord. Okay? So stop, look, and listen. It's very simple. Simple process. Now finally, penultimately, just want to share maybe one thing that I found very helpful in prayer. Like many things, the way you start something is the way you end up finishing it. Okay? So if you start a project at work with like, I don't like this, this is going to be boring, it's going to be like that the whole way through. But if you start with a different attitude, you're going to maybe have a different result. So I find the hardest part is starting my time of prayer. One thing, especially when I'm particularly distracted or find it particularly hard to focus in, that I've discovered is helpful is to pray with the name of Jesus. Right? To pray the Jesus Prayer, for example, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And just repeat something like that to yourself. That to me is too much. So all I do is I breathe in and I say, Jesus. And I breathe out and I ask for something. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, protect me. Right? I'm letting out all the crap and breathing in the divine, breathing in the Lord, Jesus. I want Him to come in to my heart. Jesus, teach me how to pray. Jesus, speak to me. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, that's my method of beginning prayer. So, finally, and this might be the most awkward thing you've ever experienced, or you might love it, I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray out loud. Not talking to you, talking to the Lord. Just to give you an example of what it looks like for me. If I can do it, you certainly can do it. And since we're in St. James Church, I'm going to enter into the feet of James, who we heard about in our gospel today. Just do a little imaginative prayer with this gospel reading from his point of view. It's a way to pray with the Scripture. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, teach me how to pray. Lord, I know you're here. Lord, I feel a little anxious about doing this, and I ask you to bring peace to my heart that I might be able to see you and listen to you. Jesus, you led us up the mountain to get away from all that distracts us. What do you want to say? What do you want to happen as we go with you? What's your plan, Lord? What's your purpose? What do you desire? It's just a gift to be with you, Jesus. To be away from everything during this time. Thank you, Lord, for this gift. As I rise and see you transfigured, shining like the sun, Lord, I don't understand. What are you? Who are you? What do you want to reveal to me? You're speaking of your exodus. Where are you passing over? Where are you going? What is your way, Lord? Jesus, I don't understand. And this dark cloud is now covering us, Lord. I can't see anything but you. I actually feel more comfortable here in this darkness. It's not as overwhelming, Lord, because all I see is you. Perhaps that's what you wanted to show me, that you are here, and that in the glory of life or the darkness of life, you will remain. Jesus, thank you for leading us here. Thank you for showing us a bit of your heart, a bit of your glory. Lord, impress upon my mind and my heart what you have tried to reveal to me today, who you are, and how good it is just to be with you. Amen. All right. If I can do it, you can do it. So prayer is not complicated. It doesn't take a degree. There's not a particular method or technique. It's a conversation with the God who loves you and desires that you know above all that love and that mercy. Amen.